Hello, my name's Gary Stevens. Once again, I welcome you to Line of Judah Online. We're doing the subject called The Bible Principle, The Counterattack, and we're doing part six, which is a final word on this subject. While you are on this earth as a believer, you will have many opportunities to face the counterattack situation in your spiritual life. From this subject, you should know and understand how Satan works in this area and also what you have to do to stop the counterattack and to protect and hold on to your victory in Jesus' name, no matter what part of life it is. In sickness, people get healed by the power of God and the Word of God and by the Holy Spirit, but sometime later they can lose that if they don't hold on to it. What do I mean by that? What I mean by that is that God heals a person and the healing is in their hands then. In other words, Satan will come and try and remove that from them by making them doubt and have unbelief that God healed them the first time. And getting healed the second time is far harder than getting healed the first time. And the reason is that people would think, if God didn't heal me the first time, why would he heal me the second time? Satan puts deception, lies, and manipulations across us and into us and symptoms to make us doubt God's word works. Satan is in the principal business of separating us in relationship from God the Father and from Jesus. In this example of David and Goliath, we see in 1 Samuel chapter 17, where David had been out in the field looking after the sheep. A bear and a lion came at different times, of course, and David had to fight them to get the sheep back that they'd stolen. With the lion, he hit him in the head, again, I believe, with a stone and sling, and the lion went down and he thought he was dead. So he went to get the lamb from his mouth. The lion wasn't dead. He was knocked out, and the lion got back up and leapt at David to kill him. David grabbed him under the chin with his hand, and the other hand or fist, he hit him hard enough to kill him. Now, we know an ordinary person can't just kill a lion with the fist. It's got to be the power of God, the anointing of God on his fist to hit that lion. But the fact is, I'm trying to say here, is there was a counterattack. The lion had been knocked down by a stone and David was going over to get the sheep back and the lion got back up again. David thought he was dead and David thought he had the victory, but the lion got back up and came at David. Now, David was able to slay the lion with his fist. What I would like to point out here in this final word is that we are facing counterattacks every day in our lives in different areas. The devil wants to take back the victory that we have in and through Christ Jesus, but we are to hold on to that. The Bible says, having done everything, stand, therefore stand. When you have a victory, stand with that victory and do not let the devil or anyone else take it from you. If someone comes at you, if the devil comes at you, take the word of God and speak the word of God at the situation and believe God to deliver you in total victory once again. Thank you for being with me. I hope you've enjoyed this subject called the Bible principle of the counterattack. As I've said many times, it's a very important subject to understand that when you have the victory, it's not automatically staying there. It should, but God knows that there is a counterattack. That's why he's shown us examples in the scripture. God expects us as born again children of God coming into sons and daughtership and spiritually mature that we are to fight the good fight of faith. And that doesn't mean fight at once and it's all finished. It means it should, you have the victory, you should have the victory. And then after that, you may have to just keep your guard up to make sure that you keep that victory. Thank you for being with me and God bless.